Blog Talk Radio.
Making my own dreams come true, one happily ever after at a time.
Hi, and you are talking with Becky and Angelique McGlure about contemporary mythological fantasy and science fiction books. Angelique?
Hi there. Yes.
Hi. Thanks so much for being my first guest.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Can I just say it's Migliore, by the way?
Is it? I was wondering if I was pronouncing it correctly. Okay, so it's Migliore.
Yeah, that's okay. It really takes a good Italian to get it right the first time.
My name is so simple, and you'd be surprised at how many people manage to mess that up.
You know, I just have one of those names that actually every time I spell it out, I have to look and make sure I've spelled it correctly.
Oh, well.
It's kind of crazy, but, you know.
It's beautiful. No, it's beautiful. Like I said, my name is extraordinarily simple, and people still manage to get that wrong.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
It is. And surprising. I don't get that. It's a very easy name. How are you having a hard time with this?
Yeah.
All right, so This is your time. So let's hear about you and your books.
Let's hear about my books. Well, let me first say I hope everyone's doing very well and healthy. And what I have writing right now, what I have published right now already, actually, are two novellas for Tiergar Publishing City Night series. If you haven't seen this series, I highly recommend checking it out. It is billed appropriately as their Passport to Romance series. Each story, each novella, is set in a different city around the world. They only do, you know, one story per city. So you can travel the world right now, actually, going through the series. I wrote Portland for Portland, Oregon. That was my first one that I did for Tiergar. Now, which for the series, for the City Night series, Portland is actually number 37. That's how big the series is that we're talking about. I had an incredible amount of fun writing Portland, so I very quickly turned around and I wrote One Night in Tampa. They're all one night. So this is, you know, one night in Dublin, one night in Paris, one night in Boise, which I think was number one in the series. So I wrote One Night in Tampa. Portland came out, let me back up a little bit. Portland came out last July of 2019. Tampa just published. One Night in Tampa published in January of this year of 2020. And I am finishing up my edits for One Night in Seoul as we speak. I actually took a break from my edits today to chat with you.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
I apologize if you've already mentioned this, but the One Night series, those are erotic stories.
Yes. They're all,
am I wrong?
They're romances. Yeah, they're erotic romances. So they are romances. They have to have, you know, an HEA, but most of them have they don't have the happily ever after necessarily, but they do have the happy for now, depending. Some of them are second chance romances. Portland is more of a love at first sight, kind of a clashing of worlds. Tampa, One Night in Tampa, is more of a very loose contemporary fairy tale retelling, which I had a lot of fun writing One Night in Tampa. And Seoul is a little more, One Night in Seoul is a little more thriller based, and it's a second chance romance. So it's one of the reasons I've had so much fun writing in the One Night series, is, you know, the publisher gives us freedom to be flexible in how we want to write the books. The novellas, they're about 100 pages each.
Right.
So yeah, a lot of fun. And they're very fast-paced stories, too. I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry?
I was like, they sound like they're fun.
They are fun. And the stipulations put on us as writers is the whole story has to happen within a 12 to 24 hour time frame. And it has to feature the city as much as the relationship. So it really is travel worthy. They're all digital, and they're all only 99 cents. So.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
I know, a tremendous amount of fun. Look at all the fun you can have right now for next to no money.
Right? Especially with the mandatory quarantining all over the globe right now. If you need,
yes.
You want to get a little bit away from your reality and you can't travel right now. So let's read something short and sexy that happens, somewhere else. Like, you've got little 99 cent mini trips.
Yes.
That
and,
people
and
can
and
enjoy
they are worldwide.
From home. That's
yes.
amazing.
Yes.
A little
they're
terrifying. I know for me personally, one of the things I hate worse than anything is having to write the dreaded synopsis, where trying to fit an entire story into a compact format. And that's what you're intentionally doing. Like, your entire story is in a compact format. I was like, I just
mm-hmm.
think I'm too wordy.
I think
to write something that concise.
I'm actually the opposite. I'm not an overwriter. I'm an underwriter, and I hate that term because I don't sell insurance. I prefer the term
skeleton
writer.
No, it doesn't have a positive
writer.
Sound to it. Yeah.
I'm a skeleton writer. I write the bones first, and then the muscle, and then the skin, and then when I go back and edit, I make it pretty and put on makeup and do its hair.
Oh, I love that analogy.
I actually write compact first and then go in and add the magic. So when I write, I actually write the synopsis first. And then I'm a plotter by nature. So I will write the synopsis. I will plot out the book. I will write it. I will go back and change the synopsis because, of course, some things do change. Nothing ever stays the same. But it helps me kind of remember where I wanted to go with the story. But I'm annoying like that.
No, that's not annoying. Everybody has their own way of doing things and what works best for them. It doesn't make anybody else's way better or worse. I think it's an amazing talent to be able to write concisely like that. I really do. My day job is as a legal professional. I'm a paralegal, and
okay.
One of the things that I hear more often than not, and as far as maybe criticism would be, is like, it's a little wordy. Probably pare this down a little. I'm like, okay.
I would imagine you have to be very precise and have the exact word you're looking for in that profession.
Yeah, but it can be also legalese can get flowery in its own respect, where you can take something that you could have said with three very concise words and spend 30 saying the same exact thing with it. Yeah. So you get some attorneys that that's how they prefer to write. So they don't mind. Then you get others that they like it pared down. Like, let's do three words, not 30. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So it's
one of my lines
definitely
from
a
Tampa.
Skill I admire.
Yeah, one of my lines from One Night in Tampa, Maddie, who's the heroine, actually looks at Viv, who's Italian, at one point, and, she makes a comment to him and says, "You Italians, why use one word when you can use 10? So that's true.
What's his response? Like, what does he tell her?
I didn't ask you how G-rated your show was supposed to be, but his response his response is, well, luckily we make love the same way, so.
Oh, that's excellent. And I'm sorry, you said that one was Tampa?
Yeah, that one was One Night in Tampa.
Okay,
that's
going on my list, my quarantine list.
We I suppose we should all make a specific TBR list, a QTBR list, right? We have a TBR list, and we need a QTBR list now.
I think that would be a great idea. Can you do a quarantine book club?
We could do it all digital.
Yeah, it's a great idea. See, there are ways you don't have to completely isolate from society thanks to technology.
Yeah, no, I've had 2 writing group events canceled already, and I have a writing retreat that I'm scheduled to go to in April for a week. That is still on the table. It's mid-April, but everybody's like, oh, I don't know if we're going to be over the hump or the big scare of this by then. And if we lose that one, I will have lost all of my writing events this year. And it's just breaking my heart.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I look forward to being with other romance writers and bouncing ideas off of them and seeing them face to face, because writing is so, it's so solitary. And this is all I do. So I don't have a job outside of the house. And so it's just, I need my friends. I need to get out and see people. And I'm not an introvert either. There are a lot of people in this world who, mostly writers, are like, oh, we're introverts. We plan for this. I'm like, I'm a writer, but I am not an introvert. I am not okay. Somebody needs to call and check on me. I am not okay. And you called. And we get to chat.
See how lovely that worked out? Yeah. That worked out really well. I'm happy. This is great.
So now,
Lord.
So what are you working on?
I am working on, it's sort of a follow-up to A Love Restrained, which was set here in Philadelphia, but it's not a sequel because it's not a series. It's kind of like the hero and the heroine from A Love Restrained are supporting characters. So this is set in the same universe, the same city. It's a different type of romantic suspense. It's all new characters with the occasional pop-in from people from the first book.
Okay.
So it was one of those things, like I sat down and it just started to go and go and go. And I'm trying to fit in little bits and pieces here and there in the course of my day. And now that I'm on mandatory stay home from my day job and I've got all this time, I'm just staring at the computer like, what are words?
You know, when it catches you off guard. There are some days when I just stare at a screen, you know, where was I going with this story? What was I doing? And I'm actually, this One Night in Seoul will be my last, it's not under contract yet, so I'm assuming they're going to take it. But it's going to be my last one night for the City series, the City Night series. I have a trilogy, a mythological fantasy trilogy that's also a romance that I've actually written 1.5 books into that trilogy. But I've had 2 more series.
Did you hear that?
Did I hear?
The warning? Or was that just me?
No. Nope,
I got an automated warning that we're down to 90 seconds. I didn't know if that was something that only I heard or if it was broadcast.
Nope, only you.
Okay. Well, we are down to under 90 seconds.
See, I told you I could talk. I'm so sorry. I took up all your time.
We'll just have to, no. Oh, wow. It just came pop back up again. We'll just have to do another one. That's all.
I'm absolutely available. You call me anytime. See, I'm an extrovert.
Okay.
I need you to call me and check on me.
I will call you and check on you. We will do this again. Because I need to know more. I need to know about the mythological fantasies. And because I love those. I sobbed when David Gemmell died.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So thank you for having
me on today. Thank you so much for coming on today and being my first guest and a lovely one at that. We're definitely going to have to do this again.
Anytime. I promise. Anytime.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll let you go. We're down to, I think, 20 seconds, and I have a feeling they're just going to shut us off.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it just came up with a very ominous 10 seconds. All right. Well,
and that very strong
again,
British
Angelique.
Tone.
She did. Yeah.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Oh, you too. No corona without Lyme.
Yes, ma'am.